You're listening to KRCU, and I'm Colin Ritter. For the past 2 weeks, we have been bringing you stories about the challenges homeless students face in Cape Girardeau County. In the third story of a series, KRCU's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson takes you into the life of a homeless teen living in Cape Girardeau.
Members of the choir meet for their weekly rehearsal at this Cape Girardeau church. One by one, they're filling the pews, waiting for their cue to sing and cut loose. The choir's director is Natasha. We're changing her name for her protection. Vocally, she's a force of nature, singing with power and conviction. But behind that voice is a single mom of three who is currently homeless. Her life is now a stark contrast from the nuclear family she was raised in. Growing up, she had both parents in the home. She went to church almost every day.
I thought life was good. Everything was peachy king.
Fast forward some years later, and her dream life started unraveling. Her parents split up, she was pregnant, and eventually she and her mom moved to Sykeston. Later, she went back to school, got her degree, she rented a house, and soon started teaching. Life was looking up for her.
Then Mr. Wonderful came. About 2007.
And for a while, things were okay. She got married, they had two kids together, and in December 2014, they moved back to Cape Girardeau, directly across the street from her childhood home.
I'm like, okay, this is it. You know, we're going to get two dogs, and he's going to go to work every day, and I'll be home taking care of the kids until the little one starts school, and then I'll go back to teaching, and everything will be great.
But that changed. In May of 2015, Natasha left her tumultuous and volatile marriage of 8 years. Ultimately, that decision left Natasha's now teenage daughter, who we're calling Joanne, homeless. For months, they bounced from place to place, staying with relatives and friends. She got an apartment and job delivering newspapers to Blytheville, Arkansas. But that was short-lived. By January, money was tight and she couldn't keep up with the rent. She moved back to Sykeston to live with her mom and her two young sons. But Natasha wanted her kids, and especially Joanne, to stay in the Cape Girardeau Public School District. With the looming weight on her shoulders, she confided in her pastor.
And she shared with me how her housing situation was vulnerable. She had not lost housing yet, but she was really just in this place of, I don't know what to do next. And so I just listened.
That's her pastor, who we're calling Lana. The plan was for Joanne to live with her at the parsonage. That's where the pastor lives.
So I offered, here's what I know I can do, and this is available if you want this. This is what I'm willing to do and what I can do.
Okay, cool, but this would be not cool because as my baby, I don't want her to feel like... I don't want her to feel like saying, here, I can't do it, so here's someone to help us get through this.
And when Natasha dropped the news on Joanne?
I was a little, in a way, kind of shocked or surprised. Like, what, I'm living with my pastor? But at that moment, I didn't realize what kind of situation we are.
Life for Joanne now is different, and sometimes it's just a little thing she has to get used to.
She goes, like, say, like, good night and stuff like that. You know, Mom, keep turning the light off. It's like this. Mom, keep putting my glasses up, something like that. But, you know, now, I mean, and, like, I don't hear her voice.
Joanne is like a lot of 14-year-olds. She's introverted, reserved, and guarded in her feelings. And sometimes it's hard for her to tell her mom how she's really feeling.
It just kind of breaks your heart sometimes to see that your mother isn't truly fully relieved because all of her family isn't together.
She's like, you know, I don't want mom to see that this could possibly be bothering me because it's just going to be one more thing on her. So I'll be strong. So it's one less thing. And I don't want her to have that much weight on her shoulders because she's just 14.
As her mom was talking, Joanne was sitting there focused. She was fighting desperately to hold back the tears. Her shoulders were tense. Her jaw was locked. It was in that moment when her eyes glossed over that you saw this scared 14-year-old.
But if she wanted to cry, if she wanted to say, Mom, I'm scared, I promise you, I'm just going to hold you till you don't feel that way no more.
Currently, Natasha drives daily back and forth from Sykeston to Cape Girardeau, getting all three of her kids to school, home, and after-school activities. With all that moving around, it makes being a family even more difficult. But for Lana, when they step inside her house, all those distractions are put on hold.
And you get to be family here. And so they can have family dinner here and do homework here and just have a place of respite if they just need a place of respite and just a place to be family.
Natasha and Joanne say it's their faith that has gotten them through this far.
But I thank God for the foundation that was instilled in me to let me know no matter what, good or bad, up and down, God is still on the throne.
It is basically, you know, faith. And like my mom said, that's how she raised me, to always have faith.
At the end of the night, they jumped behind the piano and started singing. And all of the pain, frustration, and sadness was lost in the music. For KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.
Join us next Friday for the conclusion of this series. To hear this story again, visit krcu.org.